say ah. It's time for Open Wide with Sue Skipper and Dr. Bruce Edelstein. Specializing in periodontics, implants, and regenerative techniques, Dr. Edelstein's practice is Atlanta's premier periodontal office, where dentistry is both an art and a science. For more information, visit mygumdoc.com. And now, Open Wide with Sue Skipper and Dr. Bruce Edelstein.
And this is Jeff Davis with Sue Skipper and Dr. Bruce Edelstein. Here we are in a new year. May I ask, both of you, do you find that you have people, patients coming to you to kind of check things out for the new year? Maybe say, I haven't been to the dentist in a while. I need to get my mouth looked at, my gums looked at.
It's absolutely.
It's kind of like the gym. I mean, People turn over a new leaf. They want to fix something about themselves for the new year. So it's quite a popular time for us to see folks.
Was the first Monday of the new year, January 4th?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Was that a busy day at your office? A lot of phone calls. Monday morning, the phones ringing off the hook kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
It's been like that the entire week, last week, and it's like that this week as well.
Mm. Yesterday, we had a lot of consultations.
By the way, we're pre-recording, but I'm going to be seeing you two tomorrow.
Yes.
Perfect. At your office.
Yes, awesome.
And your office does an outstanding job of reminding me that I have a dentist appointment. I mean, it's funny, I get a text and an email at the same time.
Yeah.
They both come at the same time.
Yeah.
It's wild, you know.
Yeah.
And my birthday was last week, so I got a happy birthday.
Yay.
Perfect.
Text and email.
Yay.
Happy birthday.
It's fun.
It is fun. Well, I'll just put it this way. There's no excuses. You can't say, gee, I forgot about it.
I didn't
it.
Get a reminder.
Nobody told me.
Right. Yeah. Dude, exactly.
That doesn't exist.
Exactly.
So in that sense, it is very good. It's good technology now today.
It is.
Yeah. We love it.
It's been a time saver for us.
Yeah, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start today we're talking about the perioscope, actually, and we're talking about regenerative periodontal endoscopy. Mm-hmm. Did I pronounce it correctly?
You did.
How'd you like those? Let's start with a quick review of systemic health links of periodontal disease to cancer and other health issues.
Sure. We've talked in previous shows about periodontal disease being a true epidemic, and the statistics from the CDC are staggering. 50% of the population over age 35 has some form of periodontal disease, and 70% of the population over age 65 has some form of periodontal disease. And this is not a something to brush off. This disease is
rather... No pun intended.
I didn't even realize that.
That was good.
Brush
off your gum disease.
Of course he knew. Excellent, Dr.
So, a lot of people have it, and it's underdiagnosed and undertreated. And we have also known, and the science is evolving, that there are correlations to systemic disease. So it not only does it locally cause a huge problem with bad taste, bad breath, missing tooth loss, gum abscesses, drifting of teeth, but there
things
are...
Things within the mouth itself.
Yes, locally within the mouth. It causes a horrendous amount of jawbone loss. But we do know that there are correlations with systemic health. One of the closest correlations is with diabetes. And people with periodontal disease have a much more difficult time keeping their A1C within normal levels.
Maybe this is why we have an epidemic of diabetes. And at the same time, we have an epidemic of periodontal disease.
There could be a correlation. Isn't that funny?
One of the reasons. There are other reasons also, of course.
Yes.
But there are... That is one of the reasons. And there are also correlations with higher rates of heart attack, stroke. Women that are pregnant and that have periodontal disease have a 7 times greater risk of having a preterm delivery.
Wow.
There are correlations with Alzheimer's, with rheumatoid arthritis.
I want to go back to what you just said about the preterm delivery. I wonder if their obstetricians say to them, hey, have you visited your periodontist lately? Your dentist, your periodontist?
I don't hear that.
So that we don't have to deal with the preterm delivery. Because it can be awful if a baby's born 2 months
right.
in advance. You know?
Well, I find it so funny that let's get on your niacin and let's get on your blah, 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 and let's be sure that you do this, and let's be sure you don't smoke and have a cocktail while you're pregnant. But it never is said, by the way, how healthy are your gums? And that's why we're a little excited about this article, because it did appear in Journal Pancreas, in their literature. That's really what we need, is the medical community to be as aware as we are.
Yeah, this latest article that we're talking about that we brought to share with you today, Jeff, is in the journal Pancreas.
That's the name of the journal.
That's the name of the journal. There's a whole journal devoted to the pancreas. I guess it's such an important part of the body that there's a whole journal associated with it, and or named after it. And what they did is they found a very strong association with periodontal disease and pancreatic cancer in men over age 65, and they eliminated other variables, the obvious variables being hepatitis, alcohol use, diabetes, and those populations do have apparently a higher risk of pancreatic cancer. So they've eliminated those, and they still found periodontal disease as an independent risk factor for pancreatic cancer. And that is interesting, because this is not a dental journal. It's not a periodontal journal. This is in the medical literature. And so it is a real serious problem that affects the rest of the body. This bacteria are in the gum, get into the bloodstream. The toxins in around the teeth from the bacteria get into the bloodstream, and there is an inflammatory response mounted to these bacteria and their byproducts, and it has far-reaching effects in other parts of the body. So we know that this is something, as epidemic as it is, it needs to be taken seriously and treated on a more thorough basis.
Pancreatic cancer, by the way, that's something you don't want to mess with.
No,
you don't
want to contract that. That's not the one you want to get.
That's not the one you want to get.
Yeah. You don't want any cancer, but that is the one.
Some of the skin cancers have a 90%.
Yeah. Thyroid cancer, you take it out, you're done.
Yeah, Hodgkin's, not pancreatic cancer.
No, you can't mess with that.
So can we talk about the perioscope itself?
Yes.
Apparently, up until now, we've been working kind of blind. Now we have the perioscope. Yeah. You happen to have perhaps the most advanced perioscope.
We do.
In all of Georgia. So tell us, for those who aren't familiar with the perioscope, what it is.
In a nutshell, there's two ways to treat periodontal disease: a non-surgical deep scaling or deep cleaning, or a surgical approach. When things get deeper than 5 millimeters of gum depth, then you can't reach those pockets that are deeper than 5 millimeters. So traditionally, you had to part the gum tissues in the way of a flap. And we call that a periodontal surgical approach, because with the gum in the way, we're blind. So those have been the two basic ways of treating gum disease. Either non-surgically, it doesn't go down very deep and only treats the shallowest of periodontal problems, or a surgical approach. This is a non-surgical approach that allows us to see deeper than 5 millimeters and allows us, therefore, to cleanse the root surfaces and eliminate the periodontal disease in a non-surgical manner.
Non-invasive.
There's no significant discomfort, and the results that we're getting with this, Jeff, now that we've had this new instrument for the last 2 years, the results that we're getting approach a surgical approach in most of the cases that we use it on.
So in the medical world, so we've had endoscopy and arthroscopy. I know what a great innovation, the arthroscope was for athletes, let's say.
Yeah.
Instead of
game
having your knee
changer.
Ripped open.
Yeah, no more open knee surgery.
And have
game
this zipper like thing on.
Well, I've had an endoscopy procedure. I was back at work the next day in my abdomen.
And this is the same.
Tiny little
camera. These are along the same lines.
Yeah.
I think ours is even less invasive. I mean, a medical endoscope or arthroscope still has to make an incision to enter the body. It's still a small, tiny, non-invasive incision. We don't even have to make an incision. The tissue is already separated from the root, especially in the case of gum disease. All we have to do is snake it down into that pocket.
So without the perioscope, though, if you want to get to that level, without the perioscope, we're talking surgery.
Yes.
And separating the gum from the teeth.
Yes. Correct.
And that's surgery. That's invasive.
Yes.
With all the risks that come with surgery.
Right. And cost.
Risks of infection.
Right.
Cost.
Yeah.
And so on.
Yeah.
Downtime, some level of discomfort. So this eliminates a lot of that, and the results that we get are fabulous.
How much discomfort is there with the perioscope?
Little to none. Yeah.
It would be generally, especially if we do a full mouth case where someone has a lot of infection for the majority of their mouth, we generally will have them take one ibuprofen, 800 milligrams, and they report to us that when the Novocaine wears off, because we do have to use Novocaine to use the instrument, when the Novocaine wears off, there's no discomfort. I've yet to have to prescribe something more than that.
Mm-mm. Wow. One aspirin.
One
ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen.
If even. Most of them don't even reach for the aspirin bottle.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. That's, like you say, it's a game changer.
It is.
It's unbelievable.
Now, the perioscope magnifies 48 times.
Huh? Yes.
Let me put that in perspective. All of us type. All of us use traditionally a font size 10. Let's say you strike the key to make the period mark, the punctuation period. You know how little that dot is. It's mm-hmm. a tiny little dot. On the video display or the monitor of our perioscope, it'll take a dot of tartar, a font size 10 dot, and it'll be about an inch and a half on our monitor.
A dot that's a millimeter.
And that little dot of tartar.
Probably 0.2 millimeter.
Yeah, that little dot.
Truly a scientist here.
Yeah.
To be exact.
That little crumb, that little dot of tartar is wreaking havoc inside the gum pocket, i.e. the human body. It could be causing cancer, so to speak. So I mean, you need more than a dot, but our ability to see it and go after it. It doesn't take much for bacteria.
Basically, it's a camera on a tiny fiber optic probe, which is about a millimeter in diameter.
Yeah.
And it's so tiny that we can get it down into the next to the tooth, into the gum pocket.
So you can locate previously undetected root deposits with pinpoint accuracy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So isn't it amazing when you're looking in there with a perioscope and you say, wow, look at this, look at that. A few years ago, we would have had to be doing, we wouldn't have discovered this without surgery.
You're exactly right.
I mean, if you just do a regular deep scaling, you're not going to find this kind of thing.
No. I mean, as a hygienist, I've even, like when we first got the perioscope, I've been doing deep cleanings for 30 plus years. And I would go down and look, oh, I see that tartar. And I just perform my own little self experiment. You know what? I'm going to clean it blind. I'm just going to set the camera aside for a minute. I'm going to clean it till I think I'm done. Clean. I'm 30 plus years experience. And then I put that little periscope back in there. Oh my gosh, I got to get back in there.
What I didn't miss, huh?
You need vision. You need vision.
Well, all right, we have to take a break.
Sure.
When we come back, let's stay with the perioscope. We're talking about the perioscope today, folks. Regenerative periodontal endoscopy. And you're listening to Open Wide with Sue Skipper and Dr. Bruce Edelstein. Visit mygumdoc.com, mygumdoc.com, located across from Piedmont Hospital at 2045 Peachtree Road, next to the Darlington, which is going to get
away.
Yeah, it's going to get the chopping block, huh?
The crane, end of an era.
We call it,
what
do you call that?
The bulldozer.
Wrecking ball.
The wrecking ball, yes.
I guess it's time, but I certainly hope the population sign stays.
Yeah,
that would be a shame for that.
That would be a shame.
We should start. I mean,
that's a landmark.
Keep the population.
You know, if they don't
sign.
Do it, if they take it down, somebody else will do it.
I think so.
And they'll get all the props
corporate
for it.
Yeah.
And all the advantages.
I think it'd be great. We don't need to see it go.
All right, 2045 Peachtree Road. By the way, do we still have the new patient special now that we're in
yes.
the new year?
Yes, new year.
Yeah, we do.
$129 for an initial exam. That's worth $650 with everything that you do for just $129. I had it done. Well worth it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll be back with more of Open Wide with Sue Skipper and Dr. Bruce Edelstein in just a moment.
And now back to Open Wide with Sue Skipper and Dr. Bruce Edelstein. For more information, visit mygumdoc.com.
And this is Jeff Davis with Sue Skipper and Dr. Bruce Edelstein. And I saw an article. Do we have the article here? I can't even. Here it is. This is an article that I happen to have found. It says, dentists, consider the cost of replacing equipment. And it's from Cincinnati Insurance Companies. Mm-hmm. And they talk about this dentist in the Midwest. Doesn't say what state. His office was destroyed by a fire. He had business personal property coverage for $200,000. Mm-hmm. Sounds reasonable. But it cost $700,000 to replace everything. And it says sometimes a dentist in business for 20 years may have nearly the same policy limit as when his office opened, you know, 20 years earlier. Mm-hmm. But what struck me about the article was that $700,000 in damage, that's a lot of equipment.
Yeah.
You know? So to have three or four operatories, mm-hmm. and have a, they mentioned a CAD slash CAM machine.
That's an expensive piece of equipment.
Yeah, they said that stuff all gets destroyed.
Yep.
You know?
It's a very expensive proposition.
And then the dentists come out of school, as we've said before, with, in debt, $200,000, $300,000, which mm-hmm. I think is not a good situation. But
Or more.
And I've said for a long time, and I've said this about doctors, I've said this about dentists, lawyers to some extent. You know, these people who have a skill that very few people have, and they have a lot of responsibility, they deserve to make mm-hmm. a good living,
mm-hmm.
you know? So when they start saying, well, we're going to have implants for, you know, whatever amount of money, some ridiculously low,
right.
obviously loss leader. No, I don't mean to pick on dentists. I mean, I see people with LASIK, you know,
same thing,
$200 per eye or something. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, yeah, right. They're not going to try to upsell me to something else. Come on. You know, I had trees removed from my house, and the guy, you know, he's a good guy, but he said, look, if we remove these other trees, you know, I'll give you a 50% discount on the other trees. I mean, people just
sure.
try to do this upselling, but it's just mm-hmm. not something you expect maybe from a doctor. But unfortunately, you know, as you've said, Dr. Edelstein, medicine today, whether it's dentistry or the other form of medicine, it's become a commodity. You know, it's sad.
Or there is a segment of dentistry that's become a commodity.
You've been able to avoid it because, well, number one, you don't have the debt. That's huge.
Yeah.
And number two, you know, you're an independent dentist.
Yes.
Not affiliated with some big, huge conglomerate where you're just an employee.
Yes. Those aspects of the way we practice has helped me treat patients the way I would treat family members. In the types of treatment I do and the way I treat them, my goal is for people to have the best outcome and have the best experiences. And you could just go online and read our reviews. And that's what we're about.
So you've said this. I don't want to embarrass you, Dr. Edelstein, but you said his patients love him.
Yes. Yes, you know? They do. And there are reasons for it. It's not just because he's a nice guy to come and see. That may be true. But things have been very purposely planned and implemented in our practice so that patients can have the best outcome.
You can bring
we
quality.
Want to do good. Yes, we're very ethical in our office.
By the way, it's a whole team approach.
I mean, yes.
It's not just Dr. Edelstein, oh, yeah. you know?
Yes.
Sometimes when I go there, I only see Dr. Edelstein for a few minutes.
Who's calling, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I had that shut off. I'm so sorry. Well,
is it your confirmation for your dental
your office.
Appointment?
It probably is. About 20 of those. So, sorry about that.
That's okay.
You know, so I only saw you for a few minutes the last time I was there.
Yes.
I was dealing with Tammy. No, Tracy.
No. Oh,
what's her name?
Mandy.
She's going to have a baby.
Mandy.
Did Mandy. She have a baby this month?
Or Tina?
Tina.
Redhead?
Tina.
She had her baby today.
No.
Yeah, C-section. She had it today. All is good. Mom as well.
Can't keep track
Mom
of my staff members. Almost everyone gets pregnant.
It was a girl, right?
Yeah.
She had a girl.
Yeah, another girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Today, yep. as a matter of fact,
mm-hmm,
right?
This morning, yeah.
All right. So it's a team approach. You know, I will say, though, when you walk into an office, and I'm digressing and I apologize for that, you know, you start to form certain impressions the minute you walk in,
mm-hmm.
you know? And when you walk into your office, well, first of all, it's beautiful. It's beautifully decorated. You're taken care of within a minute. You know, there's no
mm-hmm.
waiting time
mm-hmm.
to speak of.
And that's not by accident. That's by design, and it's how we schedule. We put extra time aside so that we can treat folks in the best way possible, and we can be on time
yeah.
for the next person.
Do you have them, when they come there, do you have them write their name and address on a little piece of paper that's going to go onto an envelope
No.
You know what I mean? Those for some reason,
sheets.
I don't like that.
You know what that...
I have to write my own address on,
Yeah, it's
my
so
own
repetitive.
Letter.
People overdo... I think people overdo business practices anyways. You know, it's... They want to whisk off that thing because they don't want anybody else to see it. HIPAA. Well, it's not so private. It's an all-volunteer activity to go to your dentist. You just can't display their personal information on the sign-in sheet. But then people take it very extreme. You know, let's whisk that off. We can't have the 3 o'clock patient see who the 2 o'clock patient is.
There was a Curb Your Enthusiasm. They have an episode about that.
Oh, do they really? Yeah, I'd love to see that.
Larry David doesn't want his name on the thing. He doesn't want anybody to know.
Oh my gosh.
He's a very private kind of guy.
That's very funny.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
All right. So,
anyway,
we're talking about the perioscope and regenerative periodontal endoscopy and our evolution of the perioscope from cleaning better to regeneration. Maybe you can explain that evolution.
Yeah. It's key for us.
We've been able to implement some regenerative strategies with the perioscope. And where formerly I can only, the ideal goal of periodontal treatment is not just to stop disease, but to regenerate the soft and hard tissues around the teeth.
Reverse.
Or restore.
If there's bone loss, we don't want to just live with bone loss. We want to restore the bone to the original level. If there's tissue loss, we want to restore the tissues to the original level, to what, excuse the expression, but God put there originally. That's our goal. And previously, the only way to do that is with a surgical approach. But with the perioscope, we can utilize regenerative proteins in essentially a microscopic manner and introduce them to the tissues under the gum. After we have cleansed them with the perioscope, we can introduce regenerative proteins, and we can have patients experience and do on a fairly regular basis regeneration of bone and tissue around the teeth.
Isn't there sometimes, without this, sort of a merry-go-round effect where
especially folks that have had scaling and root planing over and over again, and it's never deep enough to reach the bottom of the infection. We see that every other day. We'll see someone.
Does the patient know this? Do they realize it?
No.
They think, wow, I just had this, especially, if they really feel like they got beaten up, wow, this is really good for me.
Yeah.
Jeff, I had a patient, he was in one office, and he had scaling and root planing done over and over again 8 times in 18 years, and they never reached past a certain level, and he had to lose 5 teeth.
Wow.
And I submit to you and anyone listening that wasn't necessary.
How far does it go without the perioscope?
5 millimeters.
That's it. 5 millimeters.
And there's study after study after study has demonstrated and supported that and documented it over and over again. It's been repeated. 5 millimeters is and in the back of the mouth where it's harder to reach, where there's more than one root, it's probably significantly less than that.
I mean, it's maybe like a tenth of an inch or something. I mean, it's not much.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But in the oral environment, that may as well be a football field of infection. It's a lot.
And most of the time, pockets. When I did my residency 30 years ago, we used to call deep scaling initial therapy. Because other than the shallowest periodontal infection, all it did was... It was a first step. It was initial therapy, but then there was more needed.
Mm.
And somehow or another, that terminology isn't used anymore. And if it's anything but the shallowest of gum infection, it just doesn't go deep enough.
Let me ask you this, because I coined the term ground zero.
You did.
I mean, other people have used that term, but on this radio show, I've coined a term. So you might have my picture up on your wall. Jeff Davis coined the term.
We should do that.
Where the gums
yes.
are ground zero. Okay, and that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Would a root canal doctor and endodontist, could they possibly claim, well, maybe the roots of the teeth, that's ground zero? You know what I mean? Would it be debatable? Would there be some debate?
Are you saying that he could say if a tooth needs a root canal, that that's ground zero of infection? That could be causing all of these health
problems. Rather than the gums, yeah. Or would you say that it definitely starts with the gums?
Well, they're independent. They're somewhat independent. There are infections inside the canals of the teeth, and a root canal is necessary to eliminate that type of infection. But the gum disease that we're referring to is just different. It's kind of like a...
It's chronic.
It's
lasts for years if patients don't know. A root canal tooth, you're going to have... Very few people walk around for years and years and years and years with a tooth that needs a root canal. You're going to have pain, swelling. It's more of an acute problem. And you go and have it addressed in the best manner.
It seems to me like if there's a root canal, there's a problem in the root, let's say. It doesn't come from bacteria from the outside because the tooth has not been exposed to the outside, as the gums are.
Usually not. Usually it's an independent entity.
Yeah.
That's true.
And it's acute in nature. So it's not a chronic.
The reason why it's acute is because it's in a close environment and there's pressure.
Yes. So they swell and get pain.
With gum disease, we've talked before, the reason why people have bad taste and bad breath is because the infection drains into the mouth.
It's not a closed infection.
It's not closed. There's no pressure. Therefore, there's no pain. And people live for years and years and years with gum disease, untreated. And they are leaving themselves open to local problems and systemic problems that we're discussing today.
Yeah, all of these studies discuss the systemic health effects of, and this is the big part, chronic inflammation, meaning day after day, month after month, year after year. And that is, gum disease is the number one source for chronic inflammation.
You know, it's interesting. I think, as a layman, I started hearing about inflammation maybe 10, 12 years ago. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, I'd never heard it before. You know, about so much of disease being caused by, inflammation inside our bodies here. And to me, it seemed like, wow, what a discovery.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I do. I think we're sitting on the edge of a whole new way to treat health and dental problems.
But here we are sitting with inflamed gums in many cases, so many cases.
Exactly.
For years and years.
Exactly. We're putting this together. 1 + 1 = 2.
I think I told you I had a tooth. You know, it's no longer here.
It's gone. We took care of it.
It was a fond goodbye. You know, I told you I said goodbye, my friend.
Yes,
you did. We've
been together for a long time. But I had periodontal disease here for a long time, and I used to, it would swell up on the outside of the tooth, and I would push in. I would actually push in from the outside of my cheek, and it would drain the abscess.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I did myself any favors by doing that because it went on for years.
Yes, exactly.
You know, without me doing anything.
Or even realizing.
And even if you didn't know it, that bacteria was getting into your bloodstream, the byproducts were getting into your bloodstream, you probably had a higher rate of C-reactive protein in your bloodstream, which is a measure of inflammation that's chronic in the body. And God only knows what effect these things have.
You know, you had said to me, too, I don't know if you remember this, Dr. Edelstein, when you did this to me, you said that it looked like I'd had a root canal there many years earlier, and you said it looked like a root canal that, I can't remember how you described it.
It could have been, when we see a tooth and there's an infection, a periodontal infection next to the tooth, it's commonly... And a tooth has had a root canal. It's commonly from a root canal failure.
Yeah, that was a term. That was
either a fracture in the root or what we call an accessory canal or an incomplete fill. Root canals are actually quite technically difficult and demanding, especially in molar teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not uncommon to have a fairly high failure rate.
In all those years, I was pushing that abscess. Didn't you say that this can cause bad taste, bad breath? You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no wonder, you know, nobody went near me for years. That's probably it. You know what I mean? My love life was just off.
Well, you had one. Could you imagine someone with multiple sites like that?
No.
And we don't know what the threshold is. How much can your body tolerate?
Right.
You know, maybe one might be okay. Is two okay? Is 10 okay? So areas that in the mouth that are like that before it starts reaching some sort of critical level and causing a cascade in the body that can lead to other problems. We just don't know, and we have all of these. We don't have the exact mechanism for why people have pregnant and periodontal disease have a higher rate of preterm delivery. We don't know why. We don't know the mechanism for that. We just know that there's a high correlation. I'd be very surprised in the next decade or two if we didn't learn these mechanisms.
For sure.
And I'd be very surprised if periodontal disease wasn't a listed risk factor for possibly heart disease, stroke, a risk factor. We know it's a risk factor for diabetes. We know that already. That is one that we do know clearly already.
Pancreas Magazine says it's has announced that it's a risk factor for pancreatic cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but we don't know the mechanism. You know, we don't know the exact
mechanism. But intuitively, it makes sense.
Doesn't it seem so easy? It seems so obvious.
If there's an infection in the body, it makes intuitive sense that it's going to cause a problem somewhere else.
All right, we have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue our discussion about the periscope and what a great innovation in dentistry and in periodontics the periscope is. Folks, you're listening to Open Wide with Sue Skipper, Dr. Bruce Edelstein. Office is located at 2045 Peachtree Road, right across the street from Piedmont Hospital. Plenty of free parking there. By the way, you have dedicated spots that say Dr. Edelstein's patients.
Yes, we do.
Covered parking, too. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice.
Right next to the front door.
Yeah, and it's free.
So your hair won't frizz on the way home? Jeff, I've noticed you look great on the way home.
I don't have enough hair to frizz, but if I did, it would frizz if I wasn't in that spot. You're right. Visit mygumdoc.com. Mygumdoc.com. We'll be right back.
And now, back to Open Wide with Sue Skipper and Dr. Bruce Edelstein. For more information, visit mygumdoc.com.
And this is Jeff Davis with Sue Skipper and Dr. Bruce Edelstein. Sue, do you mind if I read from this article that I sent this to you? I saw this in the paper.
I thought it was interesting.
Did you see this, Dr. Edelstein? It says, I sent it to Sue. It says, study, : Brits teeth, Brit, B-R-I-T-S apostrophe, you know, Brits.
Yes. Yes.
Yep. I have two sons-in-law who are Brits. Brits' teeth aren't so bad. It says Americans missing more teeth now. Well, I happen to know, you know, because, well, my sons-in-law are both Brits, and I know a lot about British culture. You know, they've got kind of that reputation for having
bad teeth.
Broken teeth and all this, you know, kind of stuff.
And the study says that Americans actually have more tooth loss than the British.
Yeah, it's amazing. It says here, it would seem that the British public, long the butt of dentistry jokes told by Americans, has now been issued bragging rights by the scientific community. According to an analysis of dental surveys in England and the United States, the British Medical Journal determined that American adults have more missing teeth than their English counterparts, 7.31 compared with 6.97.
Hmm.
7.31 teeth?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Are you serious?
That's on average, probably.
It's awful.
It is awful, isn't it? It's scary. Yeah.
But what does that say? I mean, for decades, we always thought their teeth were exponentially worse than ours. But doesn't that speak to the epidemic of periodontal disease that we've been talking about?
Yeah.
And how undertreated it is in our country.
Exactly. Our gums are not as healthy as we think we are.
Periodontal disease is the most common cause for tooth loss.
Yes.
By the way, it says, a craggy-toothed British secret agent portrayed by actor Mike Myers.
Yeah.
Provided the perfect title for the study called Austin Powers Bites Back. Isn't that wonderful?
That's great. I love it.
Okay. So the benefits of the perioscopy over periodontal surgery. Listen, I'll opt for non-surgical over surgical any day of the week.
Sure.
Any day of the week.
Any day. Where there's no cutting, there's no sutures. No downtime. You can have it done, go right back to work. You can go to the gym that night. There's no post. Eat normal. There's no interruption in your diet. Cost are less than surgical cost. It's non-invasive. The most exciting benefit is we can regenerate bone.
You know, it's interesting. I was at one of your seminars.
Yeah.
It was at Brio, one of my favorite restaurants. It was a great seminar. And you mentioned this, Dr. Edelstein, about regenerating bone.
Yes.
And it was the only comment that I made from the audience. I said, did I hear you correctly to say that it can actually regenerate?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, not only can we stem the loss, but we can regenerate bone.
We can grow it back.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing. And we've been doing bone regeneration for 20 years surgically with guided tissue regeneration.
Probably 30? Closer to 30.
Yeah.
Well, probably more.
Yeah.
When I did my training 30 years ago, we were doing some grafting techniques.
Yeah.
As the state of the art progressed, we've gotten better at it with better materials and better technique.
Was this at University of Pennsylvania?
It was.
Okay.
But now we can grow bone back with the periscope without doing surgery.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
By the way, every once in a while, I like to tell our audience about your credentials, your education, Dr. Edelstein, if you don't mind. You're kind of rolling your eyes, but I'm going to brag on you here for a second.
He gets embarrassed.
Because your education, you know, it's everything that I'm not. You
know,
so. You did your undergraduate work at Cornell.
I did.
And then you went to Emory Dental School, which is an outstanding dental school, which doesn't exist anymore, unfortunately. And then you did your advanced training at the University of Pennsylvania, which is in Philadelphia, Ivy League school. By the way, do you root for Penn? Do you root for Cornell? Because they're two competing Ivy League schools.
Yeah.
Or are you a big Emory football fan?
I've been down here so long that I consider myself an Atlanta native at this point. I mean, I've been here since 77. You know, that's quite a while.
Your kids were born here.
Yeah, my kids were born here. My wife went to UNC Chapel Hill, and kidding around, she always teases me and she says I couldn't get into a good school like Chapel Hill, so I had to go to Cornell.
Yeah,
so,
really.
So she that's our standing.
Chapel Hill's a good school.
That's too. Yeah, I know, but that's her standing line that I had to go to a school like Cornell.
There's a saying, you know, they used to say, I went to Wake Forest, and we used to say I'd rather be in hell than in Chapel Hill.
Oh,
that was
wow.
The saying.
Well, there was competition.
There was competition.
Yeah.
But the Chapel Hill people had a sticker that said, if God isn't a Tar Heel, then why is the sky Carolina blue?
That's right. Oh,
that's right. Wow.
By the way, your daughter, Devin, has she made a decision yet?
She hasn't made a decision.
She's a senior in high school?
Yes. And I'm not allowed to talk about it.
You know? I'm sure.
You know, 18-year-old girls.
Yeah, we could embarrass them.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to mention anything that she's interested in, but she is going to go somewhere. We do know that, mm-hmm. and we're excited about that.
So when you use the periscope for the regenerative periodontal endoscopy, so what kind of comments do you get from your patients after it's done that they go, whew, man.
You mean when it's immediately done or the results are in
I'm going to ask you about both because those are you're begging two very good questions.
Yeah. There. Well, I think when they're immediately done as one who does the scope, they're always nicely surprised. Wow, was that it? We're done? That was amazing. All they have to do is sit there and just keep their mouth open and let me do all the work. Let our hygiene staff do all the work.
Isn't it amazing, though, because I think the hygienist sometimes knows this even more than perhaps the dentist, is how nervous people are about going to the dentist.
Yes, very much. We spend a lot of time.
Sometimes they could be 6'5" and 280 pounds.
It does it across the board, male, female, young
baby.
Or old. Yes, there's fear knows is not prejudice. If you're afraid, you're afraid. And if you're nervous about it, you're nervous. And we try very hard to help with that. And having the periscope is a tool for helping them with that. We don't have to take them to surgery a lot of times.
You know, I told you, I was going to a dentist at one time where every time I got my teeth clean, I did it every 3 months. I dreaded it because it was such a painful, it was so painful. I'm telling you,
shouldn't
it was miserable.
That way. It doesn't have to be that
no,
way.
No,
and how was it in my office?
So easy,
yeah,
but very thorough.
Yeah.
I think what they may have been trying to do is to instrument the areas that were beyond their reach. Remember we talked about that, your friend?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your friend wasn't treatable with cleanings.
Can I tell our audience that's code for me?
Yeah.
People will say to you, I have a friend.
I'm talking your tooth, your old friend, tooth.
Your old friend number 14.
You have multiple friends.
We were together for a long, long time.
I'm talking about that friend, your friend, the tooth. What they were trying to do
He passed away in August.
What they were trying to do was beyond the scope of what they were able to do with the cleaning. I mean, you know, a cleaning should be a cleaning, and if the pockets are deep, then they need different treatment than a cleaning. So they were trying to instrument some areas that you had around that tooth, and it was too deep, and that's why it was so sensitive.
Don't they sometimes feel like people feel, maybe even dentists feel, look, if it's not bothering you, don't you bother it? Because I was in a situation where I went to you, you looked, you know, you did an exam, you did some tests, and you said to me, even though you're not in pain right now, you said, which amazes you, by the way.
Well,
you said
it was
that
draining.
Wasn't in pain.
Yeah,
it was draining.
You said this is not in your best interest for this tooth to remain in your mouth.
Correct.
It's destroying bone locally. It's sitting there infected with local problems, and God knows what systemic problems it leads to. I mean, it is a problem, even though you're not in pain.
Right. All right. We have to take yet another break. When we come back, we're going to talk about other uses of the periscope and the regenerative periodontal endoscopy. Folks, you're listening to Open Wide with Sue Skipper and Dr. Bruce Edelstein. Visit mygumdoc.com. I love that website URL, mygum. So easy to remember, too, mygumdoc.com. Mm-hmm. They're located at 2045 Peachtree Road, right across the street from Piedmont Hospital. Plenty of free parking. And the office of periodontist Dr. Bruce Edelstein. We'll be back with more of Open Wide with Sue Skipper and Dr. Bruce Edelstein in just a moment.
And now back to Open Wide with Sue Skipper and Dr. Bruce Edelstein. For more information, visit mygumdoc.com.
And this is Jeff Davis with Sue Skipper, Dr. Bruce Edelstein. The show is Open Wide and located right across the street from Piedmont Hospital at 2045 Peachtree Road. Plenty of free parking, folks. So the periscope, you know, one thing I probably haven't emphasized, and it's not something, you know, you wear on your sleeve, Dr. Edelstein, but the particular periscope that you have at your office is among the, it's state of the art.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't the state-of-the-art change? You're right there on the cutting edge, pardon mm-hmm. the expression, because you don't have to do any cutting.
Yeah.
But aren't you right there?
Yeah, this yes. This unit that we have is the highest resolution unit that's available. And it just became available about 3 years ago, and I couldn't wait because I saw that it had many uses. We talked about the majority of the time we'll use it to treat periodontal disease, but we can also look, we can also go under the gum to take a peek. And we've diagnosed root fractures and decay under the gum. We can detect.
I think I had a terrarium.
under the gum, yeah. I mean, we could see if there's a crown that doesn't fit well, or
cement.
There's excess cement.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most common reasons for inflammation around implants is cement. Around under the crown on top of an implant. And for the first time, we can see it and remove it, and we can actually improve the health of implants that
well,
are...
It's
that
been there
are,
all that time, and that maybe mm-hmm. nobody
just,
saw it, nobody...
Correct.
Just sitting there and infected and inflamed.
Yeah.
So there are multiple uses for it.
Haven't you also said, though, that there are times a new piece of equipment comes out? It might
yes.
even be a new periscope. But some other new piece of equipment, and you've opted not to purchase that piece of equipment just yet, until such time as they can demonstrate that
well,
it's,
the
this
old
is the right
periscope we looked at,
yes,
and because we believe in the concept of being able to see.
I wanted to get the old one, and it just
we looked at it, and he and I were both. I can't see anything. Do you see it? It was very hard. We really didn't even know what and we've had people that when we did our due diligence, we researched it. We called other colleagues that have the periscope. A couple of offices have the old and new, and all of them confirmed it's just a world of difference between the old technology and the new technology. And as soon as we could see, I mean, that sold us.
Boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So other uses. So saying diagnosing root fractures.
Yes.
Root resorption. What is root resorption?
It's basically, it's decay under the gum. That's the easiest way to describe it.
Open crown margins. Sometimes in the middle of a scope that I'm doing, I'll go under the gum line and see that there's an open crown margin. There's not decay yet. It hasn't showed up on an x-ray, but the crown's fitting poorly, and we're able to report that to the patient. And
is that an indication to bacteria? When
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, happen. Gosh, yes, for sure. And decay. And if the decay goes up underneath the crown, you'll never see it on an x-ray until the tooth is in an advanced state of decay.
And that,
so now we can save the tooth and send the patient back for a new restoration.
We can save the tooth by identifying this problem,
yes.
and the crown needs to be replaced.
Yes.
That we may not be able to detect that any other way.
Right.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time. I've really enjoyed this. And the time
we
flies by.
We always are. Yeah.
But I've got to tell you, I'm going to read that quote.
Okay.
I got my thumb right there.
You do.
Do you want to read it?
No.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Okay. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Open Wide with Sue Skipper and Dr. Bruce Edelstein. I want you to visit mygumdoc.com, folks. Mygumdoc.com. You happen to be my gum doc. You happen to be my doc for all my dental needs, which I love, you know. They're located, and it makes sense It's almost like bundling in a sense.
Yeah. That's cute.
You know, all like of it. That. Is that another one for me?
That, yeah, I like that. Bundling. We're the bundlers.
Yeah. 2045 Peachtree Road, look in Buckhead, right across the street from Piedmont Hospital. Plenty of free covered parking, folks. And take advantage of their new patient special, $129 for $650 worth of services. And I want to leave you with this. And this is a quote from Maya Angelou. Mm-hmm. I happen to know she is. She actually taught at Wake Forest University. Not when I was there.
Oh, did she really? She,
yeah.
Wow.
I know why the caged bird
yes,
sings. You know,
yes,
her poem.
Yeah.
She says, when you know better, you do better. And boy, that makes all the sense. That
Doesn't
says it,
it
all.
Yep.
That summarizes the show.
All right. I'm Jeff Davis. So long, everybody.
This has been Open Wide with Sue Skipper and Dr. Bruce Edelstein. Specializing in periodontics, implants, and regenerative techniques, Dr. Edelstein's practice is Atlanta's premier periodontal office, where dentistry is both an art and a science. For more information, visit mygumdoc.com.